I'm Rona Tarrant. The Archbishop of Adelaide has said he'll appeal his conviction for concealing child abuse and will not resign as Archbishop while the appeal is ongoing. Archbishop Philip Wilson was sentenced to a year's detention on Tuesday, becoming the most senior cleric to be convicted of the crime. The Archbishop has maintained his innocence and said he has a right to due legal process, adding that he will immediately resign if he is unsuccessful in his appeal. UK counter-terrorism police have confirmed that a couple left critically ill in the English village of Amesbury on Saturday were exposed to the Novichok nerve agent, the same toxin used in the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Salisbury in March. Counter-terrorism police are now leading the investigation after tests confirmed the nature of the substance, which Britain says is a Soviet-made military-grade nerve agent. Police said there was no evidence to suggest the 45-year-old man and 44-year-old woman were targeted in any way. A heatwave in Quebec has killed at least 19 people in the past week, as high summer temperatures scorched eastern Canada. Health officials have said 12 of the dead were reported in Montreal and included the elderly and people suffering from chronic or mental illnesses. Pope Francis is to meet with leaders of Orthodox, Catholic and other Christian communities from the Middle East this weekend to pray for peace and show solidarity with persecuted Christians. The event is the first time the Pope has called a joint prayer meeting exclusively with other patriarchs and leaders of the Eastern churches. The meeting will involve private dialogue where each leader will outline a proposal for peace in the Middle East. The Pope will speak at the beginning and end of the meeting. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.